The regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council was held on March 4th, which included a presentation by 2nd District Supervisor Estelle Fennell on the water issues facing the county. The statewide drought declaration has opened up millions of dollars in assistance for water infrastructure and storage designed to provide relief to the state, as described by Supervisor Fennell.
We now have $600 million pledged by the federal government for drought relief, and we've also got a water bond in the makings, which is for billions of dollars. So what I see here is that anybody who's got an issue with water infrastructure, now is the time to be looking at what would make things better for you.
The recent rains have been a welcome start at refilling the rivers and reservoirs, but the effects of the multi-year historic low rainfall will take a lot more rain and snowpack to alleviate. Rio Dell, as well as Scotia and other small communities, are entirely dependent on the Eel River for the municipal water. The water level at Lake Pillsbury, which feeds into the Eel River watershed, was at 54% of capacity as of March 6th. Water storage is a critical issue that Supervisor Fennell emphasized to the city council members, encouraging the city to look at the available funds for increasing the capacity to store water. Currently, Rio Dell has 3 water tanks with a combined capacity of 1.1 million gallons. However, a sizable portion of that capacity is not available for use to the residents. A Redwood tank that holds 250,000 gallons is not in service. The tank is only used for backwashing the infiltration gallery. The expanded water tank at the Dinsmore Plateau is part of the city infrastructure, but the water is not available to the majority of the city due to the waterline and pumping configuration. The Dinsmore tank is only used for approximately 32 homes on Upper Monument Road and Old Ranch Road, according to the Rio Dell Water Superintendent Randy Jensen. The remaining storage capacity of the city means that there is only a maximum of 3 days' supply of drinking water available for the town. Increasing water storage capacity will be critical to the future of the city in this and future drought conditions. Supervisor Fennell also discussed the water rights issue currently being faced by the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, with the water previously allocated to the pulp mills. The water district has water rights to 84,000 acre-feet per year, but has only been using an average of 10,000 acre-feet per year since the industrial use shut down. The district is looking at all options for utilizing the remaining water in Humboldt County, or they will lose the water rights to other areas of the state. Supervisor Fennell stated that the possibility of a pipeline carrying water south to outlying areas such as Rio Dell was once considered a joke, but is now being looked at more seriously.
We are going to be meeting as supervisors with the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, and I would advise you to talk with them too. Because when they first realized that they had a huge amount of water, which is the water that used to go to the pulp mills, they were trying to figure out how they could keep it in the county, and they tried everything, and people would say, what about a pipeline south? And they just had belly laughs about it. But now they're actually looking at it. And so there are sort of several ways that could work. It could come over into the Van Dusen, for instance, and get to you pretty easily. There are ways that it could be talked about at least, and I think that it really deserves a discussion. Some of that water is more than likely going to go all the way south, so let's try to get as much of it as we can to stay in Humboldt County. And so I think Rio Dell, this area is very well suited for that possibility.
The infrastructure funds being made available by the drought could be utilized to build the needed infrastructure if plans could be developed. The city has begun speaking with the town of Scotia regarding building a tie-in water line to be used in the case of an emergency if the river levels get too low in the summer. Scotia pulls water from the Eel River at a much lower spot in the deepest part of the river, whereas Rio Dell's infiltration gallery is in a much more difficult spot for pulling in water during low river flows. In other actions, the council approved a 66% increase in building permit fees, as well as adopted revised regulations for home occupation and cottage industry permits, which included lowering some fees associated with the permits and lot line adjustments. The council meets again on Tuesday, March 18th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDellTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.